Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is putting pressure on the opposition to support more than $6 billion in government savings. Mr. Turnbull spoke today at the Committee for Economic Development of Australia. We've got to remember, these $6 billion worth of savings are not going to fix the budget. They're a start, but they're not going to put a dent in our national debt. Right now, our net national debt is about $286 billion, give or take a million here or there. We're paying more than $1 billion a month just on the interest on the debt. $1.1 billion a month just on interest. So that means in 6 months, we would have spent more on interest on the debt than we'll be saving on these budget measures. That's if these budget measures are approved, if they get through the parliament. So anyone who has children or plans on having children, we're all going to pass this on. We're all passing it on. And future generations will be very generous if they forgive us for saddling them with our debt. We're racking up the bills and they've got to, eventually, someone's got to square it away. This point's been made by Malcolm Turnbull today.
Now, we sing Advance Australia Fair. But there is nothing more unfair than saddling our children and our grandchildren with mountains of debt that we have created because our generation could not live within its means.
Sadly, we can't. Malcolm Turnbull says his government will present those budget savings to the Parliament as soon as it resumes. It's back on August 30. He'll be hoping by then he can count on Labor and the Senate crossbench to help get the measures through. But as I say, it's a drop in the ocean compared to the $286 billion in net national debt. 131873 is my number. I told you just before the news that the government says it's deeply disappointed that the Vietnam government has cancelled the 50th anniversary service at Long Tan for tomorrow. Talk about short notice. It's supposed to be happening at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon, and there's an official party including Australian and New Zealand ambassadors that are going to be laying a wreath, but it's been cancelled, and there's no real reason for it. We've put a request in with Dan Tehan, who is the Minister for Veterans Affairs. We'll see if he can come on the program and shed some light on why that decision has been made.